This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, old Stan Brennan on FM Talk 106.5, and it is time for a checkup. And we've got a gentleman we haven't had a chance to actually meet before today because he's brand new to Alabama Orthopedic Clinic, Dr. Ramon Rodriguez, new at alortho.com and Alabama Orthopedic Clinic, number one. Welcome to Mobile, but you didn't have to come that far, right?
That's correct.
Talk about where you've been.
So after I finished my residency at South, I spent a year in Birmingham at doing a foot and ankle fellowship with Dr. John Gould at the American Sports Medicine Institute. Then I spent the last 14 years working in Louisiana. The last 10, in fact, have been at Tulane University in the Department of Orthopedics. I ran the foot and ankle division at Tulane Orthopedics.
Okay, so foot and ankle is your specialty?
It is.
Is it? What's the title there? Would it be orthopedic?
Well, I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and I just happen to specialize in foot and ankle ailments.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the foot and the ankle, and I could talk to you about my own injury here, but let's start with you're specializing in foot and ankle surgery. You've done it for a number of years in New Orleans. What's the difference between an ankle fracture and an ankle sprain? Working football games in the fall, this is something that comes up all the time.
Right. So, well, an ankle sprain has to deal with the ligaments, and an ankle fracture specifically is dealing with the bones themselves.
Okay.
So it's the ligaments are what attaches bones to bones, and the bones themselves are the fibula, the tibia, and then all the bones of the foot.
Is one more severe than the other in terms of recovery and getting it back together?
That's a great question. I mean, so some would say that it's almost better to have a fracture because there's more of a finite time to heal. Mm-hmm. You know, the bone will typically heal in about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But the sprain may not even be detected for, or there would be a longer recovery, in that. But that's just a general term. I mean, certainly I'd rather have a sprain than a fracture, mm-hmm. because I can probably walk through a sprain where I might not quite be able to walk on a fracture.
But they talk about athletes, right? Sometimes that's where that comes up, where you might as well break it because the sprain's going to linger.
That's correct.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And there are certain different types of sprains, but some are more subtle and some are easily rehabbed.
So what are some of the ways that not just these athletes on Friday nights, but a guy like me, how do I sprain or fracture an ankle? I've been, so far so good, but how does it happen?
Well, often the mechanism is quite similar. So it's a twisting injury that's typically going to be the result of or be the cause for the fracture or the sprain. So it's just the gives out the point of least resistance, and that's kind of sometimes. But sometimes it's more dumb luck than it is. But I think it's all dependent on how the foot, what's the constraining portion, where the foot position is, and what gives as a result, whether the fracture breaks or the ligament gives.
Okay, so there's a fracture. Say I've got a fracture, or somebody listening right now has got one. Do all fractures need surgery?
No.
Okay.
Not all fractures need surgery. Now, we talk about stable versus unstable fractures, and it all depends. So I use a classification where the fracture is in relationship to the ankle joint itself.
Okay.
And some that are, if you're at the point of where the ankle pivots, that and higher, those typically probably do need an operation. But it all depends. We do some special x-rays to determine whether they need to be fixed. Otherwise, we would leave, we can manage a lot of things with a boot. And quite frankly, I think many fractures do not need operation.
Okay. We're talking with Dr. Ramon Rodriguez, native of New Orleans, but attended the University of South Alabama, right?
I did my orthopedic residency.
Orthopedic clinic at Alabama Orthopedic Clinic. And he basically specializes in foot and ankle. So if you got something going on down there, first of all, they can come see you about a problem, not necessarily understanding that they've got to have surgery, right? They can just get a consultation about whatever the problem is.
Absolutely. Most of what I do is about education of the patient. And letting them know what, you know, the diagnosis, what they have, and the treatment options so that they're allowed.
You talk about options. What are some of the non-operative options for the foot and the ankle injuries? And I guess it certainly depends on the injury, but give us an idea what other methods or paths we can go down.
So certainly we would do, in addition to the evaluation, there may be some things that would benefit from a physical therapy regimen, an activity modification, a boot that they may be able to, or a brace that we could put them in to help them get through the injury to a point where they're able to recover and get out of the brace. And then there'll be some analgesia, you know, maybe there'll be some anti-inflammatory that we can prescribe to help them through the injury.
So stretching and therapy like that, that's also prescribed?
Certainly. I mean, it's more, you know, stretching, that'll be something that we would actually demonstrate to the patient. This is the proper technique of how to do this. This is when you want to do it, how often you want to do it, and that type of prescription.
I wouldn't know anything about stretching my ankle or foot. What does that entail?
Well, many of the things that I take care of, like the plantar fasciitis or Achilles tendonitis, would be just a simple heel cord stretch that I would demonstrate to them. Now, there may be some shoe wear modifications that we were talking about, orthotics, where we can put them in to help the foot rest throughout the day. And then there'll be some things that we might want to recommend, an icing protocol or something like that.
You said a word right there that we all know well, because it's such, I guess, a devastating injury that it's associated with other devastating things in life. And that's the Achilles injuries, right?
Correct.
The Achilles heel. So how often are Achilles injuries, you know, how often do they pop up? How common are they? And do they all have to be surgically taken care of?
So the... You know, that's an excellent question. The Achilles rupture is probably a small proportion of Achilles injuries in the grand total. And then there's been some debate in my society that talks about the management of Achilles, whether it is operative or non-operative. And certain parameters that do fit for, in Canada, for instance, many of them are treated non-operatively. But it's all about the health system and how quick the patients are able to get into the health system. And I think there's a, depending on how far the tendons are separated, that would dictate whether it needs to be fixed. But in our society, in the United States, I think many of these are probably managed with surgery. When Kobe Bryant or Dan Marino has an Achilles rupture, as we all saw when they were on the field or the court, they did not have non-operative management. They went back they had surgery and they were able to make it back on the field.
And how quickly, you know, I know it depends on the patient, but talk about recovery time for an Achilles surgery.
Certainly for the athlete, it's a season-ending injury, most likely. It's going to take, for any tendon to heal to itself, it's going to take at least 6 weeks for that tendon to heal. And then you're talking about starting a rehab protocol and process. And that's going to be probably 3 to 6 months of rehab. And there's some newer techniques that we can do that we don't violate the blood supply to it. And we can put our sutures outside of the zone of injury. And that may, I found that has helped some of my patients in, you know, get to a point where they're able to accelerate that program. But it's still, you know, I had an athlete who was able to do an end stage thing recently at as early as 2 months. And I think that may be more his DNA than mine. And he's got some preferred DNA, but certainly the techniques that we were able to install were able to have him get back to an active level very quickly.
Dr. Ramon Rodriguez, two things. Welcome to Mobile. Welcome back to Mobile. And welcome to Alabama Orthopedic Clinic. And of course, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Want to find out more about Alabama Orthopedic Clinic? You can easily online, alortho.com.